Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Hundreds of scientists are now publicly challenging the World Health Organization's stance that the coronavirus is mostly spread through respiratory droplets, such as through sneezing or coughing. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports they cite new evidence that people can also get infected when smaller bits of coronavirus aerosolize and linger in the air.
Months into the pandemic, more than 200 scientists have signed a letter to the WHO asking them to take a look at some of the new evidence, because if there is significant aerosol spread, it may make sense for people to say wear masks, better masks, indoors, even when they're not standing close to other people.
NPR's Allison Aubrey. With the election just months away, President Trump is coming out more forcefully in defense of the Confederate battle flag. NPR's Aisha Roscoe reports on his tweet criticizing NASCAR's decision to ban the Confederate flag.
Over the weekend, when he was reading these speeches, he did not explicitly mention the Confederacy and Confederate monuments, although that is what much of these arguments are about. But today he made clear that for him, this is also about defending the Confederate flag.
NPR's Aisha Roscoe. The U.S. Supreme Court has unanimously ruled to uphold laws in Washington State and Colorado that require members of the Electoral College to vote for the presidential candidates that won their state's popular vote. Here's NPR's Brian Naylor.
The so-called faithless electors case stems from cases in the two states in which Hillary Clinton won the popular vote in 2016, but where a handful of electors declined to vote for her. They hoped to reach a compromise with Republicans to elect someone other than Donald Trump. A federal appeals court in Denver ruled electors can vote however they please, but the high court overturned the appeals court and applied its decision to Washington as well. Writing for the majority, Justice Elena Kagan said the ruling, quote, reflects a long-standing tradition in which electors are not free agents. They are to vote for the candidate whom the state's voters have chosen. Brian Naylor, NPR News.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is turning down a White House invitation to celebrate Wednesday with Presidents Trump and Andrés Manuel López Obrador of Mexico over their reworked North American trade deal. More from NPR's Jackie Northam.
Trudeau's office said the prime minister would not join Trump and Obrador at the White House because of a cabinet retreat and a scheduled sitting of the Canadian Parliament. Those are different reasons than the ones Trudeau gave last week when asked if he would travel to Washington. At that time, he said he was uncertain because of concerns about COVID-19 outbreaks, and there were rumblings the U.S. could place more tariffs on aluminum. Still, Trudeau's spokesperson said he wishes Mexico and the U.S. well and will continue to make sure the new regional trade agreement is a success. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR. Ennio Morricone, who wrote the scores for hundreds of movies, has died. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports the Oscar-winning Italian composer was closely linked with what came to be known as the Spaghetti Western.
A student of the American avant-garde composer John Cage, Morricone added everyday sounds, animal howls, human shouts and gunshots, and unusual instruments like jews' harps to his score for A Fistful of Dollars. He also wrote scores for films by Bernardo Bertolucci, Quentin Tarantino, Mike Nichols, and Roman Polanski. He died this morning at dawn in Rome in a clinic at the age of 91, 10 days after he broke his femur in a fall. Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte tweeted, "We will forever remember with infinite gratitude the artistic genius of Maestro Ennio Morricone. He made us dream." Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
A white woman who called police on a black bird watcher in Central Park in May is now charged with falsely reporting an incident. In a video that went viral, Christian Cooper was seen calling out Amy Cooper for keeping her dog unleashed in violation of local rules. After she refused to comply, the verbal exchange between the strangers became more tense, and Amy Cooper called 911 to report that she was being threatened, even though she was not. Ms. Cooper later apologized, but she's still charged with a single misdemeanor and could get up to a year in jail or 3 years probation. This is NPR.